Friday the 31st of October, Beit Cheshvan, Rabbi Yeshaya Schlesinger Shvita, Insight into Parashas Noah.
It's beginning to be a short Friday, so we'll have to make it short, we'll have to finish by 9 o'clock. Yeah, that's looking right. 4:19 I think is the month today. And all you say, we'll have a longer Friday, so you've got more time to be hectic and busy. So we haven't got so much time to be busy today. Only last week we read Parashas Bereishis, a beautiful creation of a gewaltige world, because Boaz was created, Kitoiv, and a week later, Parashas Noach, the Doir HaMabul. Although it says in Pirkei Avos, it's Asorah Doiros, but still, as we read the Parashas, it's 1 week after that, and what happened? From a gewaltige, beautiful creation which the Boaz created, we started with Simchas Torah, and a week later, Parashas Noach, Doir HaMabul. We all know that unfortunately, the mankind were starting to be over averes, had no achrayes, no all of mitzvahs, no all of being mugbul and do what we are allowed and not do what we are not allowed. So the Eibishter decided to bring the Doir HaMabul. I don't know what stage of life we are today, but unfortunately we have some similarity in the world, in the Goyshe world, to Doir HaMabul. The Ruach HaKdusha, unfortunately, is not so strong as it used to be before the war. The Ruach HaTume is getting stronger and stronger. The society of the world is going down and down. So we have some similarity to the Ramabul. As we see from time to time, we do see a keshes, and we say the brocha to the Boishlan, we have an haftocha not to bring a Mabul again. But there are times when the society in the world is hard. So what's the Eitzah? So first of all, we look through the Parsha, we see Eile Toildos Noach, Noach Ish Tzadik Tomim. What does it mean, Tzadik Tomim? So the Mephoshim say, he was Tomim Bedachalter Hashem. He was a complete Yerushalayim. He wasn't only a Tzadik, he was a Tzadik Tomim. Why does the Torah tell us that Noach wasn't only a Tzadik, but he was a Tzadik Tomim? I think that when Rabbi Pardes founded the Yisroida Torah school, 65 years ago, whatever, and they had some questions. They went to the Shotzer Rebbe at the time, and they asked him, as things change in the world, so maybe we should be more lenient in order to be able to have an hashpah on a wider circle of Yidden. It's not like it was before the war, things have changed, and maybe we should make the school with some more lenient, be mevater, make some pshoras. We can't go so harsh, so extreme as it used to be before, when they made Talmud Torahs. So the Shotzerov wrote the question to one of the rabbonim in Poland, I can't remember who it was, and the rabbi in Poland replied that when we look through Shas, and we see times when things got as a dodgy, Yiddishkeit got a bit schwach, so Chazal made another tkone, another gzere. We do not find they became more lenient because things were schwach. So the erste Sache is, if it's a Doir HaMabul, tzaddik is not enough. Tzaddik tomim. You got to add more to Yiddishkeit. Not chalile, less, to make it easier, in order we should be able to include everyone. I rather we want to include everyone, but we've got to need a base where to include them. So we've got to make mekoymes, which is even more room, more erlach. We cannot do with our young generation what we did. We cannot go. I remember when I was a boy, I'm going to remember Bela Deutsch, he used to take us to a circus. I don't think that anyone in our caliber would go to a circus today. Maybe people go, but the Maestri can't. Things have changed. Tzadik Tomim. The first thing you got to do is you got to try to be mechazik to this guy, make it stronger. The second point. Noach built a teva for 120 years. He built and built. People ask him, why are you building a teva? Well, don't you know a marble is coming? You know what they're talking about. The marble is coming, the weather is okay, everything is normal. So he looked more or less not a mishugina, but he looked funny. 120 years in building a teva, for what, for when? No one understood him. Why 120 years? We've got to be ready. 120 years is the lifetime of a person. We've got to be ready to be looked upon as nicht normaler Mensch. We do Yiddishkeit, people do not understand it. Never mind. The first Ramoy Shulchan Aruch, velo yivish min ahmaligim. We do Yiddishkeit because we know that's the true way the Rabbi Shem wants us to go. If people understand it, if they don't understand it, we got to make Yiddishkeit because we believe in it. Is it accepted or not accepted? But the second point is, build a teva for 120 years. You got to be ready to go through life and people will not understand you. My tafel zayn gesund. He said once, Epstab Balabos from a very far, not our circle, came into him and they had a discussion about Yiddishkeit. And they discussed the hint, they discussed the hair, versteht sich, he came from a long way, so he didn't understand exactly what my father was talking about. My father didn't tell him what he's talking about. So after an hour of discussion, he told my father, I've got to tell the Rosh Hashiva, I do not understand him. My father told him, Baruch Hashem, how would my Torah be after 50 years if you would understand me? You cannot be understood. You got to be ready not to be understood. But we got to believe, we know. You go with the Derech HaTorah, they understand it, they don't understand it, they can't understand it. It's a different world. The world is different than us. But we have to continue with Yiddishkeit. Thirdly, Noach and his family went into the Teva. He couldn't stay with the whole world, not only because there was a marble and there was water, but Beis Halevi zokt, the Teva had an Avir HaKdusha. The world was so tome that even going into a Teva without a special nest, that the Teva should have a Ruach HaKdusha, an air of holiness, then it wouldn't help. He needed a Teva to save him from the waters of the Mabul, but he needed a Teva to save him as well, beruchnia, spiritually, to be excluded and secluded into Kedusha, into Tahara. We got to fight the world. We got to be a tzaddik tomim. We got to be ready to be looked upon different than everyone else. And when we have no choice, we have to go into our households, into Bote Medroshim, into Bote Knessias, try to build around us a power, a pillar of Torah and Kedusha. This is what Noach teaches us, what we got to do in the Dor HaMabul. It's hard, it's not easy, especially when it comes to chinuch, when it comes to education of children. Children want to be part of society, children want to go out, but on the other hand, we got to give them enough love and the hava that she wants to stay at home. There's some sefer had a daughter, I can't remember the name, a Gruise Tzadekes, and she used to say to her children and grandchildren, make your house as beautiful and as happy that the children should want to be there. They should want to stay at home. But that's the only eitzer which helped in the Dor HaMabul. So these are the three basics which Noach teaches us what to do in times as ours. We hope it won't be for long. In Mitzvah Hashem, Mashiach will come. Over the Rambam zogt in Maimer Kiddush Hashem, we got to take into account the coming of Mashiach in everything, but in chinuch. When it comes to educate our children, we got to educate them in a way they should be ready that Mashiach will not come for 100 or 200 years. We got to make them as strong as possible. It's hard. But when it comes to chinuch, it says, Yankov Avinu made for Yosef a ksoines chassin. The Rashi explains what is passim, Potifa, Sochim, Ishmaelim, Midyonim. So the passim is the remnant of the four main nisyoines of Yosef HaTzadik. Yaakov Avinu made for Yosef a ksoines passim, a shirt which was a shield to guard him through his nisyoines of life. Every child of ours needs a special ksoines passim. I don't know exactly the alphabetical ramazim of today's nisyoines, but we got to dress and prepare our children a ksoines passim, a shirt which will keep him through the nisyoines of life. Memela, this is the first point we got to learn from them. Secondly, the Bitzalevi is Marich that we find in the Gemara and Sanhedrin that not only the human being were punished in the Dor HaMabul, but also the animals, and not only the animals. Rashi says that even three tefachim of the earth, of the surface, was also punished in the Dor HaMabul. So the Bitzalevi, why? Why animals? Why the surface of the earth for three tefachim? So the Bisalevi is soid niflo. But the kedusha and the havdul tuma have an influence not only on the spiritual part of the world, but even on the material part. Chazal tell us, koyrois beisoy meidois. When Mashiach will come, the walls of any household will be the evidence of the mitzvahs of Chalila of the Averes which were done in the house. Because a mitzvah has a gewaltige hashpur of kedusha, and Chalila Averes on the contrary, verkehrt. So Memele, in a Dor HaMabul, the influence of Tumah was so strong that even the animals were influenced by the Tumah. And not only the animals, even the surface of the earth were also influenced. Dr. Meisse said Reb Chaim Briske had to run away from Brisk, and I think he went to Dvinsk. Dvinsk was a town at the time with a lot of askola, a lot of apikorsis, and Reb Chaim went in and he closed the shutters of his window. He shut the shutters. So someone asked him, why are you closing the shutters? So after I was told that Dvinsk is a place of Haskola, the Rambam said you're not allowed to live in a place which is Tumah and Roshoyim. So I can't run away, I'm going to be here. So at least I closed the shutters to try to keep away the Hashpah of the outside world. The two pshatim of Tzoyar Tase Latevo. Rashi, one pshat, there was a window. Another pshat, you had a diamond. There are times where you're allowed to have a window. But at times, even a window is not allowed. You have a tzoyer, a diamond, use electricity, not a window. The hashpah, tumah, and kedusha has a powerful hashpah. Why? What is the world? The Mishnah Zokt in Pirkei Avos, Ba'atzoro mamorois nivro ha'olam. With 10 mamorim, commandments of words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Parshas Bereishis of the Goyim, Vayuimer, Vayuimer Hashem, Vayuimer Hashem, every Vayuimer is another creation of the world. So the world is the Dvar Hashem, the word of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We see by Kabbalah Satoiro, Royim es Hakoilus. You could see the voice. Which voice could they see? So the Chaim V'Lozhenel. The world is the word, the voice of Kavayochel, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We cannot see it. We know there's a world. We can see day, we can see light, we can see darkness, we can see houses, mountains, gardens, trees, but we cannot see the Dvar Hashem. But at Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael is in such a madrege, they can see in the Gashmizdige world, Roim es HaKoilus, they could see the Dvar Hashem. Because this is what the world is, Be'emes, the Dvar Hashem. So the Tanne, Basora Mamoris Nivro Ha'oilom. The Rebbeim Zion created the world with 10 words. Vayumer, 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 Vayumer Hashem. And the Tana asked the question. Vahalui b'mamar echod yochol lihiboris. The Rebbeim could have created the whole world with one word. Why did he need 10 words? Basorom amoris. Eile, lidzitzchal tzadikim, to give reward to the tzadik, who keeps up the world which was created by 10 words and not one. To punish the Rishoyim who destroy a world which was created by Sora Mamoris and not only with one Mamor. If anyone will go into a shop and say he wants to buy a glass, okay, you can buy it. How much is it? £1. You know what? I'll give you £10 for it. And they give him £10. And he takes home the glass. And someone else comes and breaks the glass and damages it. How much would he have to pay? £1 what the price is, or £10, which voluntarily he added. Zicher, only £1. Because the value of the glass is £1. But he added another £9 to Luimala Volumovit. It doesn't make it more expensive. He gave it voluntarily with a matona. The Rebbe Shlom could have created the whole world with one word. But he still made it by Sora Mamor. He made it into 10 words. Why? To punish the Roshe who destroyed a world which was created with 10 words instead of one. So why is the Roshe got to pay for the extra 9 words which the Eibishter added voluntarily? He could have made it by Mamor Echot. So Reb Chaim Brisker, it's not an avera to destroy a world. The avera is to destroy the Dvar Hashem. The Boishkin created the world with his Vayuma, with his words. So you destroy the word of Hashem. That's the avera. So the more Dvar Hashem, the greater the avera. The world in itself is irrelevant. That's not the avera, and it's not the mitzvah. That's not the punishment and not the reward. It's the Dvar Hashem. The world is Kedusha. The world is Dvar Hashem. B'mamar Echot. If anyone makes an Aveira, he destroys the Kedusha of the Dvar Hashem. So not only his spiritual, it's influenced in every part of the world. It loses the Kedusha. So what was the Eitzah? The Bushel told Noach, I'm going to bring a marble. You need a table. You got to save yourself and your family and the future creation of the world. Without Noach, nothing would have been. So the Rabbi Nishaloylam, Veze Asher Ta'ase, and I'll tell you exactly how to do it. Shloish Meis Amo Oirech HaTevo, Srin Et Amo Oirech HaTevo, just as yesterday in Holland, there was someone made a table exactly for me. He made a teva a goyim, because I worked for 3 years on it. He made a teva 300 amor, they brought like animals, ram to meise. So the Eibishter, shloish mis amor oirech hativo, kamishom amor rochbo, shloish amor krimoso. Why? The Eibishter should have told Noach, listen, I'm going to bring in Mabu. Take an architect, take an engineer, and build whatever you want to save yourself. Why did the Eibishter have to tell him exactly how to do it? It's got to be 300 amos, the length, 50 amos, the width, 30 amos, per mosso, make a window or take a diamond. Noach made exactly as the Rebbe Shlom told him. Someone asked, what did he do for 120 years? What did he build 300 amos? He must have been a British worker. Of a tapelle, of a lemaise. Why did the Eibishter have to tell him exactly how to do it? So I'm with the Nefesh HaChayim. We always say before we make a mitzvah, Asher Kiddushonu b'mitzvoisov. The Rebbe Yishkom was mekadesh us through his mitzvahs. So Rebbe Chaim Volozhin, what does it mean? Doctor, ki me'eitz she'oile al rayon ha'odom la'asif mitzvah. Immediately when a Yid decides to do a mitzvah, immediately he is Moira Kedusha above. And he brings down on himself Oir makiv ukdusha el yoino. When he prepares himself to do a mitzvah, kedusha starts to come to him from above. When he finally does a mitzvah, Dr. Achar shu yoishev ato began Eden mamish. When one does a mitzvah, he is in Gan Eden. Such a kedusha, such a pillar of fire of kedusha comes upon a person when he does a mitzvah. That is mamish yoishev began Eden. We've got a limited eyesight; we cannot see, but we know. Asher kiddushonu be mitzvoiso. When we do a mitzvah, if it's al netilas yidayim every morning, or al netilas lulav on Sukkot, the first day, it's the same kedusha. Asher kiddushonu be mitzvoiso. A mitzvah gives a person a power of kedusha. Noach found himself in a Dora Mabu. Unfortunately, a gewaltige Ruach Hatumah, Gzele, and other Averes. He needed Kedusha to protect himself. He needed Kedusha to protect his Mishpacha. What could he do? For the Eibishter. Not only I give you advice to build the Teva, I give you a mitzvah how to build it. So every minute of the day, the Noach built the Teva, or the Noach, Asher Kiddushonu be Mitzvoiso. One Amo, another Amo. I've got to get the Sfiyalet Amo. The wits, I've got to get it right. So he was busy in the Mitzvahs 120 years, 24 hours a day. Asher Kiddushonu be Mitzvoiso. He had a Maisa Mitzvah. And not only was he busy for 120 years, building a teva and being oisig by mitzvahs and have the kedusha of the mitzvah, but when he finally had the teva and he went into the teva, he went into a mitzvah. He completed exactly what the Rabbi Shalom told him to do, and he walked into a sukkah exactly as the halacha is. Now the Mishnah Sukkah, the first Mishnah Sukkah, tells us all the details of the sukkah. Praise the Gemara. Why, when it comes to Erevin, the Mishnah tells us what to do to make it good. If it was too high, lower it. And when it comes to Sukkah, it's psula, psula, kosher. So the Mishnah, the Sukkah has many halachas. He walked into a teva, which was a shtik mitzvah. And that is why he had the Avir HaKedusha to save him, to protect him, to guard him and his children from the Avir of the Dora Mabu. Zog bringt am Medrash bis Alevi. When Noach walked into the Teva, Zog war nie beruf chazdecho, ovo yvisecho. Thank you, the Rabbi Shloilam. I can walk into a bis Hamidosh. Ish ve isho, shchino shruyo b'neihem. A plain household, a plain little flat in Princess Park Avenue. Plain flat, garnished. Two bedroom flat, no? Comes in a chosn, a kala, Shchina Shruya B'neihem becomes the Teva, becomes the Bis HaMikdosh, Shchina Shruya B'neihem. Why? Because it becomes a mokrim of Kiyum HaMitzvah. It becomes a mokrim of Asher Kiddushonu B'Mitzvoisov. It becomes the Teva, Shchina Shruya B'neihem. It becomes Shchina, it becomes Kedusha, it becomes a dwelling house of Torah and mitzvahs. We have no choice. We cannot be too lenient. We got to find ways, tzaddik tomim. We don't know the hardships the young generation have. I know when people come to my father's magazine speaking about chinuch, doctor, don't ask me. It's too far for me. Ask the young chanchim. They know better. They've got a hard time. We've got to be mispalo. Hamoil oleinu v'alolerinu v'tapinu. We've got to be mispalo first of all for the young generation. We've got to prepare. Ksunis pasim. The rest of them with proper protected clothes to be able to push off all the nisyonis. and make sure that our dwellings, our houses, become a tevo, an avir haktusha, through mitzvahs, through Torah, through matan tovim, through chesed, through limud haTorah, shchino shruyo b'neim. We've got an opportunity. We've got a koyach. We've got to do it. Noach took him and his mishpacha into the teva for a year, and it saved him, his mishpacha, and the world. And that's our responsibility, especially the older generation can give their grandchildren, which the parents cannot give, because we so much more. We still saw a world which were connected before the war. A different primus, although Baruch Hashem, the Moshe Satoiro, the Yeshiva Baruch in Tom Teres, Givaldik. But we saw a world which had epis. Don't know how to call it, but epis. A Ehrlichkeit. I think I saw the last time that someone came in to the Satan Rovan, to Mr. Singles, Mr. Moller, he was Rosh HaKol of Washington Heights Kehille. The Satan Rov stood up for him. Show you when he went out, the guy was off the head, and why is standing up to him? Oh, you can bother, Philip Lane. But I know, you're right. Some people come out of the world of David's own Rebjid, who is then bored. And other people don't get bored, who is the Yid. We belong to a world which was Rebjid, who is the bored, who is the Yid. So he is the Yid. The Pnimiyas Alev. The regesh hakdusha, the feeling for a kedusha, what it meant that I remember my father said, every man of the older generation comes erev Shabbos, especially short erev Shabbos, from 9 o'clock in the morning, is busy to prepare the candles for Shabbos. They have a hakdusha, a tahara, which we got from a previous generation. So this we got to give further. My Zayde, when I yakir, and he used to bench us every Friday night, said, I'm not giving you a brocha. I'm forwarding the brocha which I received from my father. We've got a responsibility weiter to get what we received. Through Ktusha, through Tahara, through the dwellings of Tiro Ktusha. And with this koyach, that the Eibish to help and attacke, will sein bekorav. The Eibishah is on his galavern, the same thing, the same pachtera, and should be the also kula maguda echos, last of the tuncha, believe of sholem, without misjoinas, and the tnoi gashmim shleva gesunte winter, und atzloche vid in winter, und mit parnose, yochish boines, nichish boines, yob, kredikran, schmeditran, stussim avolim, mama reboine shaloylam, and bashaf di welt, will be a zana, just to show us that the president is irrelevant, the reboine shaloylam, fear the welt, the Ezer Hashem, und mit sicher sein, the korab, the kabub, ne, the shir, the tenu, the hero, the yomenu, omen.